Chakra 5, the Throat Chakra.
Hello, this is Margaret Lynch with MargaretMLynch.com, and today's class is Tapping for Money with the Fifth Chakra. So today's class is going to be a really special class because the fifth chakra has a huge impact on our business, which impacts our money in a very direct way, or any type of career that we're in. So I'm going to start by talking about the fifth chakra in general, and then we're going to get into some of the vows of the fifth chakra, and we're going to do some really fun visualizations and processes today that will have an immediate impact in your business. So that's why I really am excited to get into this fifth chakra material. And this is a great time for me because I literally came home from a conference yesterday where I got to see some of the greatest fifth chakra speakers in the world. I got to see T. Harv Eker. I got to see Bob Proctor, Bob Doyle. I got to see John Assaroff speak. I got to see Janet Atwood speak. So unbelievable absorption of all these amazing speakers and the way they use their fifth chakra to truly create their reality. So to get started, the fifth chakra is located in our throat, and it represents our ability to communicate our truth and creativity right into the minds of other people, so we can be heard and seen and understood. So a lot of people who've heard about the fifth chakra know it's the throat chakra. Most people teach, you know, it's speaking your truth, and it is. But the way that Rhys Thomas teaches the fifth chakra is it's more about how you create. It's the manifestation channel. It's how you create yourself out in the world. So it's your willingness to speak the truth of both your deepest feelings and your highest aspirations, to say yes and mean it, to say no and mean it. So when you think about the fifth chakra, it also takes courage. It's the tough choice that we have to make sometimes of speaking our inner truth, even when it goes against some of our programming about who we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to act. And this is where the fifth chakra is actually, your ability to speak your truth, is actually completely controlled by the first chakra. So if we go back to the first class and we think about all those wounds and vows in the first chakra to speak the truth of my tribe, or that it's not safe for me to be me, it's not safe in this world, all those fears and all that programming really commands our fifth chakra. So in your fifth chakra, in your voice, what Rhys teaches is that all of your chakras speak through your fifth chakra. So if you think about that, we are this amazing energy field, the human energy field, which is a vibrational field, and we're teaching it in this class through the chakras. The second you open your mouth, that entire vibration of you, all your chakras, everything in you, turns into words. So your wounds come out, your vows come out, your deepest feelings come out, and your highest aspirations all come out. So when we use our voice, we're actually called to use our voice to be fearless and call out your power and your gifts for everyone to see. But you also can fearlessly call out your weaknesses so they lose power over you, right? We talk a lot in these classes about the lower self and our humanity and our weaknesses. And when we are able to also fearlessly speak and own our shortcomings and our beautiful, perfect imperfections, they lose all that power over us. So this is really where the whole expression that we all love, which is ask and you shall receive, really comes into play. In the second chakra class, we talked a lot about making a vow to not feel our needs, or to never have needs, or to earn our deserving, so we never actually feel deserving. So when we have that vow, when we speak the truth of that vow, then the universe responds. But when we speak our truth about what we really want in the world, what we really deserve, what we really feel we're being called to, the universe delivers that. So the way he says it is, if you had an inner artist in you and your life was a canvas, you were a master artist, then if you were to watch that artist in you paint the canvas of your life, you see your fifth chakra. So Reese says, is your artist painting a blank canvas every day, fresh and alive and new, or are you trying to fix an old painting? Are you painting over yesterday's painting because of the wounds and the vows of your lower chakras? So I find this fifth chakra really, really interesting because of the fact that it's where all of our chakras, our entire energy vibration, speaks through our voice. And because of that, it's how we actually manifest and create ourselves out into the world. An example to help you understand this is, say that you have an idea of something that you want to create in the world. Say you want to write a book. You first start by actually making that choice, because sometimes we have this idea and it goes around and around, but we don't actually commit to it and make a choice. I am going to write this book. How it starts is we actually use our voice to speak that truth into our own bodies. Our internal voice creates it within us. And as we start to become more and more clear and alive and impassioned about wanting to write this book, the next thing that happens is we take the action, and then we start to manifest it on the paper. And then the next thing that happens is we have to go out and find a publisher and tell them, I'm writing this unbelievable book. It's going to be amazing. And we manifest that picture in their minds. So this is no different than really anything that we do about our business in sales. When we need more customers and more clients, we actually have to create that picture in their minds of the problems that we are able to solve or the amazing service that we deliver. So they actually can see it, conceptualize it, feel it. That's the best way to do sales, because you've actually created yourself in their mind and what you do and how you want to help them. So one of the things that we do with the fifth chakra, as we do with the other tapping through the chakras that we've done, is recognize that the issues at the fifth chakra are actually controlled by the lower chakras. So the vows at the fifth chakra have more to do with speaking the truth of all my other vows, speaking the truth of all my other wounds. So some of them sound like this. Beyond saying, I vow to use my fifth chakra to speak the truth of all my other chakras, and I mean the wounds, it can sound like a vow to not speak my whole truth, to withhold or lie about my truth. Because when we don't speak our truth, the truth of our deepest feelings and our highest aspirations, we actually use our fifth chakra to lie to people. Kind of a radical way of thinking about it. I vow to speak my tribe's truth, which is the first chakra programming. I vow to speak about my feelings appropriately based on, again, my tribe. Or I vow to never really let anyone know who I am, who I really am. It can be a vow to always defend ourselves using words, to always be defensive with our words, or to keep control of things through our words, which can be manipulative. To start to get to some of the fifth chakra issues, we're going to apply this situation to a really straightforward business situation, which is you doing some sales for your business for whatever product or service you have. Okay. And so some of you have businesses that you're doing part-time and may have another source of income, but I really want us to focus on the way that we want to earn income from whatever you choose to do that you love to do. So here's the exercise I'm going to have you guys do, and then I'm going to take some feedback. Okay, so this is going to be a little bit squirmy for some people. Okay, that's why I love doing it. So I want you to imagine that you are standing in front of a room full of business people, and they're all dressed smartly. And this is the perfect targeted market for your product or service. These are the exact demographic that you would love to have as clients or customers. Okay, so I just want you to see that room. There's like 30 or 40 of them there. And they're all sitting there, and you're standing up at the front. And I want you to just picture this like you're watching a movie on the screen. And you're standing there, and you say out loud to everyone, I am totally awesome at what I do. And I want you to just note down, how do you look in that picture? How does it feel? How do you look physically? What's the emotions and the feelings going on there? As I'm making you say this, I'm awesome at what I do. So let me hear some feedback on this picture. I've many times heard I melted onto the floor into a puddle, or I ran out of the room, or I'm translucent, or I'm small and it deflated. So it's *7 to give me feedback on how this looks.
Hi, Margaret. This is Ingrid. How are you?
Good. Hi, Ingrid.
So for me, I look at this picture and I have two different feelings. One feeling is, okay, I'm here. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm owning it, and it's very powerful. And then the other feeling is I'm ready to throw up. And you know, I'm so petrified. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get the words out. But, you know, I have both things there when I look at that picture.
Okay. And so what would you say is in that feeling? If that feeling could, like, yell something at you and say, oh, my God, what would it say, that petrified feeling? Would it say, get out of there?
I'm so vulnerable, they might actually see who I really am.
Okay. Yeah. So there you have it, right?
Yeah, right. No, that's it. And we got that last week from the second chakra, that vulnerability, and you even mentioned it in terms of public speaking, and it was like, oh, my God, yeah. So that's the feeling. It's, like, so scary to let myself be seen.
And so I want everyone to really think about this point before I take another bit of feedback, okay? If you have this deep fear, and we're going to tap this away in a minute, of really being seen, that means the only way that you can sell is by telling people about what you want them to buy, is telling them the facts and the features of your product, because you're not actually willing to self-express and manifest who you are. Okay? You're not willing to actually be totally real and honest, so you can only do the side of sales which is the least effective and the most dry, which is try to sell them your product or service. And this is why most people shy away from sales. Say, well, I don't want to do that either. Okay. Wonderful feedback. Thank you for that. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Greg.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Greg.
Okay, so standing in front of the key audience, what I feel is I'm about half convinced or half certain, speaking at half certainty, and I say that I'm awesome, and what I get is, okay, I tell everybody I'm awesome, but they will decide that because it's so subjective, and as soon as they see the goods, they're going to have their own opinions about what awesome is, and it's out of my control, and they could tell me I'm wrong, and it becomes false then. That's what I'm aware of, is their jurisdiction over just what is awesome anyway.
Right. Okay. So is there a feeling in there with that little thought pattern?
It feels like fog. It feels like sand. I mean, it's uncertain. It's uncertain and infirm.
Okay.
You know, that's I feel that in my core is the lack of solidity.
Okay. Sort of really the outer world decides.
Yeah.
Has the final say.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. Anybody else on that one?
Yes, hi. This is Catherine from New Jersey. Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Good.
In what I do, and I've kind of come to the place where I feel like I am awesome. I mean, I do put my heart and soul in everything I do. But I always have this fear of rejection or being dismissed. Like, you know, put up the hand because they're not listening, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so that part, that feeling of rejection, is huge for me, feeling of being laughed at. Wow. Even in regular conversations, I still have this thing that if someone were to laugh at me, I take it, it goes right to the core, instant, like a child, you know, like something happened when I was a kid. So.
Yeah. So when we talked about saying, you know, with your fifth chakra, you'll speak the truth of the wounds of your other chakra, that means that you're willing to express only so much that's safe. So you'll express enough, but not the truth, because otherwise you won't be quite safe. You'll be vulnerable to dismissed, laughed at, some sort of pain.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I haven't thought about it that way, but thank you.
Yeah. And so, you know, what we're hearing here is really what I deal with over and over and over with salespeople or with business owners who have to sell their product or service, right? These are real core issues that come up the second we get up there to speak. Anybody have fear of public speaking where this whole thing is just terrifying, you know, off the charts because of their fear of public speaking?
Absolutely. Knees buckle, dry mouth, you know, ready to collapse.
So we're going to put in some of those fear of public speaking words because that will, it's a very specific way to turn off the fight or flight when we tap on something like this. Okay. So before we start tapping, anyone who's unmuted, look at the audience, the group of people. How are they looking at you? Can you see in some of their expressions that they're ready to be skeptical and decide that you're not really worth your salt? Are you seeing some of them making a face, getting ready to laugh at you or reject you?
Yes, partly that, and some people are ready to hear what I have to say, and some people are definitely not.
Okay, good. Yeah, people often see sort of a mix, right? There's some people open, but most of our attention goes to that one skeptic with their arms crossed and the frown, right?
Right.
Okay, we're going to do some tapping on this picture. So when we do tapping on a picture like this, I have us go right through the tapping points. And again, you can start with whatever points you like. You want to pick 5 or 6 or 7 and just tap through them at your own pace. And it's going to be like we're tapping looking at this picture. And Bev Carter is here with me, of course, as always, my fantastic practitioner. And she's going to be my echo. And again, I know I said this on the first class, if you have real issues with public speaking or this is triggering some real issues that bring up a trauma connected, then this is the opportunity to reach out and do a session with Bev because this is the way to knock it out of the park when it's fresh and coming up and really immediate in your experience. These classes can tend to trigger or actually bring up in your field of vision very clearly something that needs to be knocked out of the park for good. Okay? So, tapping through the points. There I am.
There I am.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Petrified.
Petrified?
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable?
They're looking at me.
They're looking at me.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
I could be rejected.
I could be rejected.
Laughed at.
Laughed at.
Judged.
Judged.
They might actually see me.
They might actually see me.
And judge me.
And judge me.
And reject me.
And reject me.
And it will be so painful.
And it will be so painful.
I've got to get out of here.
I've got to get out of here.
My fight or flight's going off.
My fight or flight's going off.
Heart pounding.
Heart pounding.
Legs shaking.
Legs shaking.
Voice quivering.
Voice quivering.
Chest pumping.
Chest pumping.
Hands sweating.
Hands sweating.
My entire nervous system.
My entire nervous system.
Is expressing this truth.
Is expressing this truth.
I am vulnerable right now.
I am vulnerable right now.
Terrified.
Terrified.
Life or death danger.
Life or death danger.
That's what it feels like.
That's what it feels like.
I can't just stand up there.
I can't just stand up there.
And say I'm awesome.
And say I'm awesome.
Everyone else.
Everyone else.
They'll decide.
They'll decide.
They'll size me up.
They'll size me up.
They'll judge me.
They'll judge me.
They'll reject me.
They'll reject me.
They'll dismiss me.
They'll dismiss me.
I hate being dismissed.
I hate being dismissed.
Why did I make myself vulnerable?
Why did I make myself vulnerable?
I should have stayed invisible.
I should have stayed invisible.
Or just dimmed down the truth.
Or just dimmed down the truth.
I should have said I'm medium at what I do.
I should have said I'm medium at what I do.
Then I wouldn't feel so scared.
Then I wouldn't feel so scared.
Panic.
Panic.
Fear.
Fear.
Judgment.
Judgment.
I'm totally going to be judged.
I'm totally going to be judged.
Laughed at.
Laughed at.
Terrified.
Terrified.
My fight or flight.
My fight or flight.
Has made this connection.
Has made this connection.
And it's going off.
And it's going off.
Life or death.
Life or death.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm not safe.
I'm not safe.
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
I've got to get out of here.
I've got to get out of here.
Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And this is exactly how I work with fear of public speaking. We mix in both the body symptoms and the thoughts that are creating those body symptoms. Okay. So I want everyone to take a nice deep breath. And if you want to make a comment, you can star 7 again. And just take a look at this picture. How does it look now? If you were at a 10 before of fear and expecting rejection, how are you doing now?
That going through that tapping felt like when, the Emperor in Star Wars puts electricity all over Luke Skywalker. Cloud of just blue shocks going all over the place.
All right. Well, the fifth chakra is blue, you know, so you felt the right color. So we electrified you a little bit. We shot some electricity through there, through your energy field. How does it feel now?
Well, I guess I feel like I'd need to do that again like 10 times before it sort of flowed out.
Yeah, and you may tap through it again and again.
Okay.
So good. So does your picture look any lighter?
No. Now my whole field of view contains all that electricity too.
Okay. Okay. So can you see the picture at all that
yeah.
we were tuning to before?
Yeah. I see everybody sitting there looking at me.
Okay. And how do you look standing there now?
I just feel like it changed a small amount, and I just would have to do that a lot more. It only just began.
Okay, good. And so, you know, sometimes the first time we really voice something and tap on it, it's very eye-opening on how much it resonates.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, your instincts are right on, okay? So we'll get a little bit of a reduction, and then we know we need to do more. Right.
Okay.
The interesting thing about this is one of the easiest things to turn off is the fight or flight response connected to public speaking. So there's a major upside to tapping a lot on this issue. Okay, great. Thanks, Greg. Anybody else?
Margaret?
Yes, this is Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Hello. Well, the thing that struck me before we started this was, who do you think you are? I mean, people can't just stand up and say they're awesome, and I would be judged just for saying that, and especially I judge myself. But when I did this tapping, afterwards, the crowd seemed nicer and more open to me. But I had kind of, how do you say it in English, powered myself up so much to go in front of this audience. And after the tapping, I just felt weak. I wanted to melt away. I wasn't caring that, oh, I need to perform energy. So I kind of just melted.
Yeah, it's very common to have the group suddenly look nicer, right? Very, very common reaction. And think about what you're manifesting when you're imagining, what you even imagine is nicer people who are open to your message. This is what we manifest. Okay, good.
Margaret?
Yes.
Catherine again. I feel like we just by like 50%, so I feel like it's a 5 instead of a 10. And I feel more, like I'm getting more upright, like more confident.
Okay.
To be able to deal with, be able to do what I need to be doing. So.
Okay.
So it was a positive experience for me.
Good. So even if it hasn't calmed down for you too much, I want you to look at the picture again, everybody, and just kind of see in that picture, because most of you will still have some uncomfortableness and some fear there. So I want you to become aware of the fact at some point made one of these vows.
Margaret?
Yes.
Oh, so were you open for comments or?
Yeah, and just kind of, can you see in this picture one of these vows that you made that could be to not speak my whole truth or to withhold my truth, to never speak in fear of getting abused, to never really let anyone know who I really am, or to keep control using my words. So I want everyone to just see if you can see that in there now. Go ahead.
So it's interesting. I just want to also comment before touch upon that. When we first started with the addressing how we felt, I wasn't too sure where my uncertainty was and where my discomfort was. Whether it was, didn't feel like it was being in front of the group because I actually like speaking and being with the crowd, so to speak. But where I get messed up, that became clearer in the second time that you asked us. What became clear is that it's not being with the crowd, it's not being with the group and getting up in front of them. It's my material that I'm presenting is not good enough. That I'm not knowledgeable enough to sell it. That my presentation, if they don't choose, it's because my presentation isn't good enough, which definitely, I think, goes back to also feeling like I like to control what's going on. I don't know, you know, how much of that plays in. I'm still kind of grappling with that, but it clearly was more comfortable the second time. You know, it was like, I would say, definitely down to maybe a 4 from a 10. You know, the confidence level, the comfort level.
Yeah, and so really nice, because what we have in there is both issues, which is the fear of sort of being judged. And we often, when we're real achievers and we're really smart people, we're worried about being judged as not, you know, having enough information, being smart enough. But really, it's that core, I'm going to be judged as not good enough in some level, because that's our own internal talk.
Right.
And then the control part of it is I'm going to make sure that I'm never judged like that, because I have control over that. So for some people, they will focus on having a tremendous amount of training and learning and information in their presentation and when they're talking about their business, right? And in sales, when you go on a sales call or you go to sell your product or service, we called it show up and throw up, where you show up and you throw up all your information all over the poor client.
Right, okay? Right.
So instead of coming from who we really are, we use all this facts to sort of try to be perfect so that we can't be judged.
Right.
And it gets a lot easier when we can just get up there and be ourselves. Okay. Good. So anyone have any feedback on, like, looking at this picture now that's still probably pretty uncomfortable and seeing one of those fifth chakra vows?
Yeah, this is Greg. I can see one of those vows going on. It's about sticking to the product, like you're just saying, because, you know, what goes through my mind is, okay, you guys all have your own ideas about what's good and valuable and stuff, and I'm not going to be able to change your mind and convince you to see things my way. Why don't I just give you the facts, and you can fit it into your scheme of things, and you can do with it whatever you want.
Yeah, now, and there's a certain number of very analytical people that buy in a very analytical way based on facts, but the rest of the people in the room didn't get to connect with you, mm-hmm. right? So under what you just said is the vow to stand behind the product, so I'm not actually being seen.
The feeling right. is, yeah, I'm separate from you.
Detached.
Yeah.
And what you're speaking about, you know, you're not actually speaking the truth of who you are and your feelings and what you're trying to manifest, because you're actually wanting something from this event. You're wanting to manifest something from speaking to these people.
Right.
More
mm-hmm.
than just money or clients, we want to manifest what we get to do, right? The work that we get to do that we love and are passionate about.
And I'll take that as a personal approval if I'm hired or purchased or selected, you know, it feels like a personal validation. And so that's the fear of having then a personal rejection, not just of the thing I'm presenting, but of me.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the vow, I'm not going to let myself be seen.
Yep.
Okay.
That'll hurt too much to get that kind of personal rejection.
And so I'm going to withhold my truth is really what's happening. Okay, it's kind of interesting. And Reese also says, lie. I'm going to lie about because you're not actually speaking your whole truth of who you are. And we know that this is a sales moment, so we're not going to go into our entire life story, but we're not really speaking the truth about how valuable we are, how passionate we are, what we really are looking for. Okay, good. Anybody else see their vow?
Hi, Margaret. This is Ingrid.
Hi, Ingrid.
So for me, my vow of never letting anyone know who I really am is very much in there, because when I'm standing in front of those people, if I let them see me, I'm also feeling like, oh, my God, they're going to think I'm not good enough. And so I have to hide or say what I think they want me to say, as opposed to being genuine and being authentic. So that vow is very strong for me. Never let them know who I really am. Just give them what I think they want to hear.
Yeah, and so this is an aspect of the charismatic leader, okay, in you. And I want you to turn it around a little bit. And this is hard, but I want you to turn it around. And when we recognize that we're saying, I'm going to tell these people what they want to hear. Do you hear how that's a little bit manipulative? Or we could also say persuasive, but you're picking, this is what a charismatic leader enforcers do, is we pick and choose from the truth and use it to that control sort of what we're sharing for a specific reason. So it's, I'm going to control, this is where he says, to keep control of things through my words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when you're let go of saying, I'm going to manipulate things a little bit, you get to be on the other side of manipulation is charisma, is captivating and inspiring people by being the truth of me. So for you, that's the other side for you, is inspiring.
Right.
Okay, because when someone's really inspiring, I mean, all of these speakers I saw, Tony Robbins, he's so inspiring, he can get people to do things they would never have done. He didn't manipulate them. He actually manipulated them with their own feeling of inspiration. Right? But it didn't feel manipulative. It felt inspiring. Okay?
Right.
So the other side of that is when you allow yourself to be you, you will be inspiring to listen to. Okay. And any course, even the classes I teach in really persuasive public speaking that come from a whole bunch of great books, they will tell you what captivates audience: emotion, in passion, in truth, in humanity, in stories. Every one of these great speakers I saw told a story and shared a deeply personal part about themselves. Okay. And while you guys are looking at where this vow is, I want you to get a sense of how old were you when you made that vow? That's an interesting one. How old were you when you made that vow? Okay. Anybody else see their vow?
It's Eileen. What I got was being flawed. I think it's an old first chakra that my family was always sort of hidden because they knew they were less than.
Mm-hmm.
So to get up in front of them, I actually, my first go at the visualization was to feel ashamed because
okay.
I was being too radiant and too grand. I was flawed and I... So then, as we went along, the second one was more about being hidden, going back to being hidden.
Yeah.
It's really related with the tribal stuff.
Yeah, so there was a vow that says, I cannot sparkle too brightly. It is not safe.
Exactly, yes.
Right? It's not safe to be that. And I'm glad you brought that up because that's another real common one that I hear. People say, oh, my God, I was trying to be too radiant, too brilliant, show too much of my light.
Yes.
And there was a time, you could probably figure out when it happened, where when you were a child, you figured out that to shine that brightly was dangerous.
Yeah. It's an early, toddler for sure. Yes.
Yeah. When you think about toddlers, you think about kids at that age, they just sparkle. They're just like, look at me.
Right.
Especially if you're a charismatic leader or, an achiever child, will be a little bit more standing out in front of everybody, being a goof or singing and saying crazy things, all that fifth chakra stuff. Right?
Right. Yeah, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Margaret?
Yes.
I'm having trouble feeling. I feel like I'm detached. And I'm not coming up with a feeling. I'm hearing something that the last person just said. And when she said, and when you talked about, at a toddler or 2-year-old being bright and sparkly, the only thing that came to mind was that I was totally shy, totally withdrawn, would hide behind my mother, wouldn't really, even around relatives. So I don't know if that reveals something or not, but I just, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you just said it, right? You said I was detached. Right? I didn't feel anything. Your safety was to dissociate a little bit.
Okay.
So you're looking at this picture and you're not really feeling anything. What you're feeling is how you dissociate. Your mind protects you by coming up out of your body and your feelings. So you're feeling how you do that. how you don't let yourself feel things. Right?
Okay.
So you're actually feeling the feeling of what it's like to dissociate, to say, I do not have a second chakra. I'm not going to feel this. I'm not going to feel this in my heart. No way.
Okay.
So what I have people do that feel this, it's often people who have either the thinker or the rule keeper defense. So they're either creative idealist or they are a knowledgeable achiever, rule keeper. And some charismatic leaders who have the achiever too, it's not safe for me to let myself feel this, so screw that, I'm not going to feel this. So what I often do is would have you tap around on, I so don't want to feel this, I'm not going to feel this, there's no way I want to feel this.
Okay.
And if you look at the picture again, the other thing I would say is look at that picture Mm-hmm. And I know you don't feel anything, but if you were to guess, what would that version of you be feeling standing up there? If you were to guess.
I'd be freaked out.
Okay.
I'd want to hide behind the curtain.
So it would be fear, right? And so this
sure.
is a way of getting around that mind thing. I say, I know you don't know or feel it, but if you had to guess, what would you be feeling?
Okay.
And that tricks our mind into giving the answer.
Okay.
And actually, one of those guys said it on stage. I can't even remember who it was. I was like, hey, that's my trick. It's an old hypnosis trick where we say, yeah, I know you don't know, but if you did know and you could just guess, and then we get right to the answer, I'd be terrified, right? You said freaked out, wanting to hide.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you don't want to feel, and you just dissociate so you don't have to feel it, because isn't numb better than terror?
Yeah.
Okay, you would think.
On the surface.
Yeah. So I want you to think about everybody on the call who has experienced this before. What does it feel like to listen to a speaker who is completely detached?
Ugh. Horrible.
Okay. So do they sell their business well?
No.
Yeah. Imagine even an accountant, right? Would you want to really have an accountant that you just feel nothing from them? Right? And that's the most analytical thing you could be hiring.
Right.
You know, my accountant is the most unbelievable team player in the world. He makes you feel like $1 million. When you walk through that door, you just got a healing because you were in the presence of an incredible team player.
Do you have a number? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right? And he's an accountant.
Yeah.
Right? So really good lesson there. And this is why this stuff relates so directly to money, because it relates so directly in our ability to speak about our business and actually get more clients, which brings more income. Okay? So we're going to do another tapping round. And the reason why I wanted everyone to go back to this picture first and see the vow is because a vow has an incredible amount of strength behind it. It's not just, oh, I have a fear. It's, I freaking refuse to do this. So there's more strength behind it than we may have realized by just thinking, oh, I have a fear about it, or I had a trauma, so I stay hidden, or I like to play small. It's, I actually made a vow about this, much more energy behind it. And a vow is a super belief, so it stays locked in. Okay? So we're going to do some more tapping on this one. Okay, so tapping through the points. There I am.
There I am.
I'm seeing the vow that I made.
I'm seeing the vow that I made.
The vow to never really speak my truth.
The vow to never really speak my truth.
For fear.
For fear.
Of being attacked.
Of being attacked.
Judged.
Judged.
Hurt.
Hurt.
Rejected.
Rejected.
The vow that I made.
The vow that I made.
To speak the truth.
To speak the truth.
Of the pain in all my other chakras.
Of the pain in all my other chakras.
To speak the truth of my wounds.
Speak the truth of my wounds.
Of my fears.
Of my fears.
Instead of my heart's truth.
Instead of my heart's truth.
There I am.
There I am.
I see the vow.
I see the vow.
Playing through my voice.
Playing through my voice.
To never let anyone.
To never let anyone
know who I really am.
Know who I really am.
Know how much I love what I do.
Never let anybody know how much I love what I really do.
How much I am dying to do it.
How much I'm dying to do it.
I would be too vulnerable.
I would be too vulnerable.
There I am.
There I am.
I want to hide.
I want to hide.
I'm scared.
I'm scared.
My fight or flight going off.
My fight or flight going off.
And I see the vow.
And I see the vow.
I refuse to speak my heart's truth.
I refuse to speak my heart's truth.
I refuse to really let myself be seen.
I refuse to really let myself be seen.
And I have a lot of evidence.
And I have a lot of evidence.
Why this vow makes sense.
Why this vow makes sense.
It wasn't safe to be seen.
It wasn't safe to be seen.
There was a lot of judgment.
There was a lot of judgment.
A lot of terror.
A lot of terror.
A lot of vulnerability.
A lot of vulnerability.
I don't want to go there anymore.
I don't want to go there anymore.
People aren't really that safe.
People really aren't that safe.
I see this vow.
I see this vow.
A reaction to all those traumas.
A reaction to all those traumas.
A really smart decision I made.
A really smart decision I made.
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
I'm just going to honor that vow.
I'm just going to honor that vow.
All the ways it served me.
All the ways it served me.
And I'm just going to honor.
And I'm just going to honor.
All the ways I use it.
All the ways I use it.
To hold myself back.
To hold myself back.
To manifest my life.
To manifest my life.
In a limited way.
In a limited way.
I totally honor this old vow.
I totally honor this old vow.
And I'm open to healing it.
And I'm open to healing it.
For my highest good.
For my highest good.
There I am.
There I am.
There they all are.
There they all are.
I honor myself.
I honor myself.
I honor everyone listening.
I honor everyone listening.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And so this is a little bit of a different round where we didn't tune in so much to the feelings, but what we're doing is what Eckhart Tolle would call observing the pain body. So we're speaking about that vow, seeing it and honoring it. Okay, and remember, when we're doing tapping, we're using our fifth chakra with our internal voice to speak new truths inside of us. Okay, so that kind of around for me is more about this consciousness moment, honoring it, being open to healing it, and just being okay that it's there. Okay, so let me know, how did that round feel, and if it changed the picture, even though we didn't specifically do a lot in the picture.
Margaret?
Yes.
Sandy, what that did for me was it became very, very emotional.
Yeah.
It absolutely, like, opened up the floodgates.
Yeah, so just keep tapping, and I'm sure I get emails, like I said last time, after these classes, that there's a lot of people who can't unmute because they're getting so much emotion. And so when the sadness comes up, we just keep tapping, okay, to honor that sadness. So my question about sadness is, what did you lose? What did you lose because of this? Okay, and answering that question can make the floodgates open again.
So can I comment?
Sure.
My self-expression.
Yeah. Okay. And so your self-expression manifests everything from the universe that will line up with that self-expression perfectly. People, business, everything you need to have more of that self-expression. So the price for you is your self-expression, and I want you to make that connection on how it relates to law of attraction manifestation. Okay, this is fifth chakra, incredibly powerful.
Margaret, this is Ingrid.
Yes.
So what came up for me, and I actually don't know where this came from, is this idea of lying. Like my whole life, I've always made up stories. Like when I had to like quit a job, I'd make up some stupid story about why I was quitting. I could never be authentic in my truth that, you know, I'm quitting because, you know, I found something else. Or this idea of just always lying and making up stories because I was afraid to say the truth in a way that would honor myself and honor the other person.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that I'm really glad you said that, because it takes a lot of courage to say it. And Carolyn Mace teaches in the fifth chakra, it's courage. You have to have courage. People who often get to what you just said are often people who, in their defense, are incredibly focused on how much they hate when people lie. It's their shadow. Like they get completely offended and angry if somebody isn't truthful. And then they have this moment where they go, oh my God, I don't actually tell the truth a lot to get out of things. A justification, a minute to justify why I didn't tell the truth in that particular instance. Okay. So what just came through in your voice is your charismatic leader. The charismatic leader, more than any other profile, is more apt to manipulate the information in a way that will serve them. And so when you see an enforcer really in defense, like people who have teenagers, and they go, oh, my God, my teenager is like a lie a second, there's that tendency to really use our fifth chakra to manipulate reality. Okay? And then we also heard in your voice the courage, the fifth chakra courage to say, as I said in the beginning, as Reese says, to call yourself out on not only your gifts and your power, but your weaknesses and have it lose power over you.
Right.
And so to say to somebody, you know, I have a really hard time being honest when I don't want to hurt someone's feelings. Does it lose power over you?
Yeah, and when you can be honest and at the same time hold compassion for yourself and for, like, say you're rejecting somebody and be able to be honest in your rejection of them in a way that is not, like, cutthroat, you know, because you can reject people in a way that is very kind and compassionate, but it's always, for me, been so much easier to just make up some lie and say, yeah, you know, whatever, and it makes it you unauthentic in your life to do that.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a way we keep that cycle of I'm awful going, that cycle of shameful self-judgment. Okay,
and being afraid of our power, you know, because if you can be honest in a way that is genuine, you're not afraid of your power. You know, it taps you into your power, that you can feel power and still have compassion for yourself and the other person.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So thank you so much for expressing that.
Thank you.
Margaret, this is Greg. I have a couple of things that came up.
Yes.
Some things that I became aware of in that round were if I go ahead and speak my truth and everything, and I don't, you know, if I don't get chosen, if I don't win the bid or anything, I can go ahead and be secure with myself and be fine with myself. But then, of course, I'm just with myself. I'm just alone. And why would I want to be with just myself? Nobody else wants to be with me, so what's so great about that? I don't want to be just with me.
So is it, you know, there's a personal rejection in there, which means I'll end up alone again?
Yeah. So what I recognize about it is I'm giving them the authority to decide if I'm worthwhile. And they are saying, no thanks, not today, sir. And I take it as a personal rejection, and I go, oh, see, they said I'm not worthwhile. So they're right. And here I am alone, and who wants that anyway? You know, I mean, I can see it. And so if I were to be able to say I'm valuable and I know I am, even though they all didn't want to buy what I'm selling today, I, you know, if I'm going to go ahead and say that's fine, I still have a valuable service here that I do, then I'll be okay being alone and know that I'll find somebody eventually or pretty soon who is going to want it.
Yeah, and so for you, because you have that really strong creative idealist thinker, okay, what I also want you to see and feel in there is that whole view on they might reject me is also the way you protect yourself from coming into relationship with people. Okay, so you end up feeling sort of all alone. So in this kind of a scenario for you, I want you to think about, you're there to talk about your business, but in most real-world situations like this, you're also there to network, okay? So for you, it's like, okay, they don't want my product, but this is a room full of amazing people that I could connect with, and I have no idea
how they could impact me as a friend, as a business colleague. They could connect me with somebody else. So for you, coming into relationship with people, and this can be true for achiever rule keepers too, okay? Coming into, and actually the enforcers too, because we tend to really protect ourselves around relationships. and really for all the profiles, is what if we could look at this room and also see that every one of those people has a little gift for you, or maybe three do. And so after you present your business and you get to talk and network with these people, what would it be like to reach out anyway, even if they don't need your product at that moment? They might know somebody who does, or they might be doing a mastermind group that you might want to suddenly be feel connected with and be a part of. Okay, when we get out of this, I'm going to be rejected and my focus is on selling my product, when we come out of that mode and we come into a situation like this with more than one goal, instead of just our sort of, oh my God, I got to sell, I got to push, or I might be rejected, what if they don't want it, that the room is full of amazing people who might have a gift for you. Something in relationship with them, or something actually like a referral to somebody else, then we come in with a much more open heart and open field.
So that would be what to tap on in a positive round, being open to the possibilities. And
For you is not just your product, but of relationships with people.
Yeah. And for me, the hard thing about that is that, you know, if things go wrong about a relationship, I have a very strong vulnerability about that. It's going to hurt a huge amount.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So that's where I'm saying for you, there's some issues in this whole thing, particularly for a real creative idealist, and there can be for the charismatic leaders too, who can be very defended in relationships, around if I get a customer and I start to build a relationship with them, I start to feel vulnerable right there. Right? When we get new customers, we want to have a relationship with them because we can get referrals and we can sell more to them. So there's a relationship side of it that's scary for you beyond just the selling, and that's why you stick to the facts, ma'am. I'm just going to give them the facts, and then I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Right? They don't want my product. My car is pulling out of the parking lot. Right? Where'd that guy go?
The other thing that came up was that if I win, others have to lose. You know, if they buy my thing, they don't buy the other guys, and I am aware of those other people's pain, and I'm supposed to take care of people, so I need to make sure either not to win in the first place so they can, or if I win, pull back and let them go instead of me. I'm too aware of the other people's, you know, emotional situation that I'm supposed to take care of.
So I want you to think about, when did you make that vow, right? Because now we're seeing through your fifth chakra some of these other vows that, first of all, scarcity, right? That's the first chakra, that the world is scarce. If I get the business, somebody else doesn't. And then a third chakra vow around who I am is somebody who has to put other people first, who has to take care of everybody. Remember when in the beginning I said what Reese teaches is that all of your chakras come through your fifth chakra. So all the wounds and fears of all the other chakras come through the fifth chakra into your expression. And what we express out, this is what we're attracting into our life. Okay, so really good aha moment for you there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want everybody to go back to the picture. Okay, it should look a little bit calmer right now. And we're going to do another round of tapping. We're going to do a positive round. So this last round, when you have the recording, this is something you can do again and again. And I do recommend it anytime you're going into any kind of sales or networking situation. Okay, because whether you're just meeting somebody in a networking situation and they say, oh, what do? We don't want to just throw up the features and benefits, all the information on them. We want to have a way of speaking about what we do that is more persuasive, that has more energy and more passion in it. Okay. So if you're not quite ready for that, that's okay. Tap through it and then know that when you go through the recording, you're going to get closer and closer to this one feeling really congruent. Okay, so tapping through the points. Here I am.
Here I am.
Marketing myself.
Marketing myself.
To all these people.
To all these people.
The truth is.
The truth is.
I really love what I do.
I really love what I do.
I've really trained in this area.
I've really trained in this area.
I've got a lot of experience.
I've got a lot of experience.
I've done some amazing work.
I've done some amazing work.
I've been proud of that.
I've been proud of that.
And really felt to my core.
And really felt to my core.
This is really good.
This is really good.
People have thanked me.
People have thanked me.
For how well I work.
For how well I work.
How good I am at this.
How good I am at this.
And I love it when that happens.
And I love it when that happens.
I actually am.
I actually am.
Really good at this.
Really good at this.
And when I'm in the flow.
And when I'm in the flow.
When I'm in the zone.
When I'm in the zone.
I really crank.
I really crank.
I'm on fire.
I'm on fire.
I'm totally in it.
I'm totally in it.
And I love it.
And I love it.
I love what I do.
I love what I do.
And I can't wait to do more of it.
And I can't wait to do more of it.
Yes, I need more clients.
Yes, I need more clients.
And yes, I need the income that they pay me.
And yes, I need the income that they pay me.
But what I really love about standing up here.
But what I really love about standing up here.
Is knowing.
Is knowing.
That I'm going to get to do more.
That I'm going to get to do more.
Of this thing.
Of this thing.
That I love.
That I love.
Be in that flow.
Be in that flow.
On fire.
On fire.
Doing what I do.
Doing what I do.
In the unique way.
In the unique way.
That only I do it.
That only I do it.
It's an amazing experience.
It's an amazing experience.
It all comes together.
It all comes together.
I can't wait to do more of it.
I can't wait to do more of it.
I see all these people.
I see all these people.
And some of them.
And some of them.
Have a real need for what I do.
Have a real need for what I do.
Will really be open to hearing from me.
Will really be open to hearing from me.
Some of them might hire me.
Some of them might hire me.
And I don't even know them yet.
And I don't even know them yet.
But I really can't wait to help them.
But I really can't wait to help them.
I love helping people.
I love helping people.
I love giving an amazing result.
I love giving an amazing result.
I'm good at figuring out what they need.
I'm good at figuring out what they need.
And doing just what they need.
And doing just what they need.
In the special way I do it.
In the special way I do it.
There's nobody that works like I do.
There's nobody that works like I do.
I have my own way.
I have my own way.
And it's awesome.
And it's awesome.
I can't wait to share it.
I can't wait to share it.
I can't wait to transform your lives.
I can't wait to transform your lives.
In the unique way that I can.
In the unique way that I can.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to be here.
I love talking about what I do.
I love talking about what I do.
I'm honored to share that with you.
I'm honored to share that with you.
I'm human.
I'm human.
I'm flawed like everybody else.
Flawed like everybody else.
I'm a little nervous standing up here.
I'm a little nervous standing up here.
But I love sharing my passion.
But I love sharing my passion.
And I can't wait.
And I can't wait.
To do that next job.
To do that next job.
And do an amazing job.
And do an amazing job.
And be on fire.
And be on fire.
And hear thank you.
And hear thank you.
From someone who really means it.
From someone who really means it.
That's what I love.
That's what I love.
Okay, and take a nice deep breath. So you didn't hear any features and benefits in there. Okay, and what I often teach when I teach sales classes is that the most persuasive sentence that you could say to market yourself or your business is, I love what I do. When you say that you love what you do, you just gave 1,000 different unconscious pieces of information to everybody. Because I want you to think about the fact that nobody loves what they do and sucks at it. Right? Most people who love what they do, that means they're into it, they're passionate, they're on fire. And so, yes, you need the clients. Yes, you need the money. Yes, you need the income. But it's not really just about that. I want you to think in terms of speaking the truth of how much you love being in that flow. I don't care if you're a chiropractor or an interior designer or a decorative painter or a CPA. You know that there's a flow that you get in and you're cranking. It's just fun for you. Otherwise, you probably shouldn't be doing it. So when you focus on speaking about that, what you're attracting to you in every shape, way, and form are opportunities to be brilliant more. So I want everyone to look at that picture, and you can star 7 and unmute, and let me know how you look now. How did that round feel, and how do you look?
Hello, Margaret. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I got really relaxed. I almost feel like if I close my eyes, I could go like, you know, just kind of just take a little nap.
Nice.
And that's a little unusual for me.
Yeah,
especially at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, so this is really cool, even though it seems like just a comment about feeling relaxed, is when you let go of all that hyper-vigilant control and tension in your body and tension in your voice about what you have to control and everyone's perceptions, what would it be like to speak totally relaxed?
A lot of fun and being able to speak the truth and just do it without any worries about the reactions. You just do it and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, it's what we call that third chakra strength, which is like, this is what I do, you know, and nobody's opinion changes that. This is, you know, like me, I'm Margaret Lynch, and that is what I do, you know. This one point in time where I started walking around saying all the time, anytime something would come up, some pushback or something or whatever, I would go, oh, I'm Margaret Lynch. And it was this funny thing that I would say out loud to anyone who would listen. I'd be like, no, 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 I'm Margaret Lynch. And it was like my way of speaking into myself. I'm who I am. And the outside world doesn't really change that. People's opinions and whatever, that's who I am. Right? So with our inner voice and our outer voice, it's like, this is who I am. This is what I do.
Definitely. Right? Excellent. Okay. Thank you.
Nice. That was great feedback because it's so subtle that someone could say, oh, yeah, you're getting relaxed from your tapping. No, when you speak in your real core soul quality, you're relaxed. You know, we're always going to have our energy up a little bit when we speak, but they're not going to hear this tension in your voice. They're not going to see this tension in your body. So nice, really nice. Anybody else?
Margaret?
Yes.
This is Sandy. So there's a tremendous amount of peacefulness. It feels really good.
Did you say that again? Because I got a beep on my phone. A tremendous amount of what?
Peacefulness.
Nice.
I feel at peace.
Yeah, and again, that's third chakra.
Yeah, so it's great.
Right? When other people's opinions don't disturb us, we have inner peace. You know, I'm at peace with who I am in a way, right?
Yes.
Okay, nice. And so how does the picture look with you standing up there more peaceful and saying all of those things? How does the whole room look?
The room looks great because when I'm at peace, I come from love and it presents me to that.
How do you look physically? Can you tell that there's this loving place that you're coming from?
Yes.
If you could like visualize your energy field, how does it look?
It's great. It's in that place. It's in the zone that I want to be in.
Yeah.
That I feel and confident and able to be with people in the best way.
So from the manifestation level with law of attraction, from that state, that heart connectedness, you will manifest people who connect with you on that level.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. People who have a heart connection, people who feel and are passionate the same way you are. Really, really cool. Nice.
Hey, Margaret. Yes. Just before you used the word, you said about the heart connection, I just had a visualization of like a heart string to each person that was out in the audience. Like there was a personal, individual heart string to each and every person, sending that love and that connection. So
there's even in the EFT training, mm-hmm. we had in the early videos of the EFT training, William Tiller comes on and talks. Literally back in the 80s in the DVDs, who is the department chair at Stanford of material science engineering for 40 years. And he was there because tapping uses the quantum field. His biggest recommendation when people public speak is to imagine before you speak this heart pump going on. And so it's exactly what you just said, Ingrid. That's why it just triggered in my mind, is that you're pumping out like right from your heart, and it's hitting all the other people in the room, and they're like pumping this love back to you. It's like a cycle. And he says, when you're going to go speak, picture that in advance, right? So really cool visual, because in the field, that's exactly what's happening. So I want to go with this visual for a second, because I want you to picture this, each of you picture this for yourself, and I want you to look at the audience now and recognize there's people who are just beaming and receiving and going, this woman, man, is unbelievable. And there's some people in the audience whose fields are closed. They don't actually let it in, do they?
Right.
And it has nothing to do with you, does it?
No.
Yeah. Their first chakra, fears, wounds, not safe, have created a tight, closed shell. Okay. So just
Margaret,
want you to
I have a question.
That. Go ahead.
My question is, like, what came up for me after that last round is I'm in front of the room and I'm very, very excited. Like, I'm beaming. I'm just, like, so excited. And then there's a part of me that says, well, maybe you're too excited now. And then when you say that there's those people who can't receive it, you know, I'm just a little confused about this feeling that I have. Okay, I'm really excited. I'm feeling very powerful, and maybe I'm too excited.
Yeah, so that's just the way your mind comes up mm-hmm. and says, whoa, wait a minute, right? I got to pinch this flow down a little bit. This is too much energy to channel.
Okay.
And yeah, you know, if you were bouncing off the walls, people might, you know, think you took something before the presentation, right?
Right.
But I want you to think about what would it be like if you were up there and you were really excited and you said to people, you know, I just have to start out by saying, you know, forgive me, I get really excited when I talk about what I do. I get a little bit crazy about it. So
right.
I'm going to try to keep myself on track. Do you immediately love a speaker who says that?
Yeah.
Right?
And that grounds me more when I imagine myself saying that. I feel more grounded.
Yeah, it's like speaking that, you know, the vulnerability and the highest aspirations. Okay?
Yeah.
It's amazing how people who are willing to get up there and go, you know, I'm a little nervous. I got all this energy pumping in me. You know, everybody in the room relaxes. I know I get a little nervous when I public speak, but I'm going to do my best because I love talking about this. And that's why I put a little bit of that in the tapping. But, you know, for you, just notice, you just felt how your defense comes up, your mind comes up, and gives you some really logical-sounding reasons to batten this down a little bit and go, oh, you maybe getting too excited.
Right, right.
Okay, like someone else had said, I look too radiant. I'm trying to be too grand, right? It's just your defense coming up. So you just look at it and go, okay, you know, I've got this part of me, and I'm just going to honor it. And I'm just going to notice when I hear it. Ooh, that's that thought pattern that literally has been ingrained in the neural pathways of my brain because I've practiced it so many times. I'm just right. going to be patient with that one. Okay? But when we get to this point and what you see as excitement, that means that that is a core, like, soul way of operating for you, is that your excitement is infectious. Would there be really analytical people maybe who are, you know, who just have a very quiet manner who might not be attracted to working with you? Maybe, but those really aren't the funnest clients for you.
Yeah.
right? And this way we don't attract the people who we actually don't want to work with because they don't resonate with us.
Right. Okay. Yeah, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any final comments on that round? And I want to do we'll do another tapping just to kind of bring it into sales, okay?
Margaret?
Yes.
Before the last couple people made the comment, you were going to take that one level with people that, I guess, in the field that were not responsive. Is that where you're going to be headed now? That next level, or
no, just sort of noticing that often when we speak to a group like that, maybe there's one or two clients that we get out of it, maybe one, maybe we just get a connection, and that there's going to be people who are still very happy to hear our message, but there's always going to be a few people that before we might have been really triggered by, like, oh, they're judging me, and all of our attention goes there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're skeptical. Oh, they're not believing me.
Okay.
And just sort of recognizing from this picture of the energy is that they actually have a really closed field, and your mind will even show you that.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
And really ask yourself, does that person's inability to hear my truth have anything to do with me?
Mm. Okay.
Right?
Right.
It's like, wow, it actually doesn't. It comes from their first, second chakra wounds. Right? They're actually not connecting with anybody here.
That's huge, really, I have to say.
Huh.
You know, spending a lifetime of having that make an impact on my value or my validity is just incredible to not feel that at this exact moment.
Yeah, and from that old belief, we'll actually manifest those people and we'll spend all our time trying to convince them.
Pushing the rope, as I said.
Yeah, or we'll pick a partner who kind of treats us like crap, and then we spend all our time trying to convince them that, you know, we deserve better and that we're actually really smart and we know what we're doing, and I'm kind of done with that. I want to attract the people who are, like, totally connecting with me and seeing my brilliance. Boy, that's funner.
Yes.
I always say, you know, I'm not really interested in debating skeptics.
Right, right.
I mean, I walk around and do talks to business people about tapping. If I was worried about skeptics in the room, I wouldn't have made it out of the ladies' room.
That's
into our speaker. Nobody can find her. Right? So a lot of tapping. And all of the tapping that I do with you guys, I know I'm the leader and I teach these classes, but I've lived through and still do all these same issues.
Mm.
Right? These are all, this is my stuff. Talk about show up and throw up. I've tapped all of these things. I have lived through it. I had tapping as a tool so that instead of being terrified at a 10, I was scared at a 3 or a 4, and I could go push through.
Mm-mm.
And then tap again and come to some of these things.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let's do one last round. I'm doing this one. I'm going to mute everybody again, and we'll just finish with one last round. Okay? Because once we're willing to speak our truth and speak about what we do, our passion, manifest more opportunities beyond the realistic, I do need money to survive, I do need more clients to have more money. The step beyond that is to manifest more opportunities to do what I just freaking love. When we start to recognize that truth, what happens next is we can't just do it once. You know, I get so many stories from people saying, I took all this action and I made a brochure and then I mailed it out. And that's it. And then they waited. They mailed it out and then nothing happened and they went back to disappointment. So when we really feel how passionate we are and really want to do more of what we love to do, there has to be the willingness to shout it from rooftop to rooftop to rooftop to anybody who will listen. And that's when we're really marketing our businesses with passion. We're willing to go to anything, any networking event, any chamber of commerce, anything, any speaking opportunity. You know, even if we're terrified, because we just have to shout it from the rooftops. Okay? So tapping through the points. I honor how much I love what I do.
I honor how much I love what I do.
how much I really want to do more of it.
How much I really want to do more of it.
I am dying to get out there and work in my brilliance.
I am dying to get out there and work in my brilliance.
I have never really said it that way.
I have never really said it that way.
I have never really said it that loud.
I have never really said it that loud.
I've been afraid.
I've been afraid.
That's okay.
That's okay.
But I totally honor now.
But I totally honor now.
How much I want.
How much I want.
And desire.
And desire.
Anticipating.
Anticipating.
Opportunities.
Opportunities.
To do what I do.
To do what I do.
To shine with my brilliance.
To shine with my brilliance.
To be totally me.
To be totally me.
Doing what I love.
Doing what I love.
And I'm letting the universe.
And I'm letting the universe.
Hear me loud and clear.
Hear me loud and clear.
I can't wait to do more.
I can't wait to do more.
I'm now allowing.
I'm now allowing.
Myself to be heard.
Myself to be heard.
From hilltop to hilltop.
From hilltop to hilltop.
Whoever will listen.
Whoever will listen.
I will express my truth.
I will express my truth.
I love being me.
I love being me.
In doing what I do.
In doing what I do.
It lights me up on fire.
It lights me up on fire.
I shine like a star.
I shine like a star.
In my own unique way.
In my own unique way.
And I'm open to opportunities to do that.
And I'm open to opportunities to do that.
I'm calling all clients.
I'm calling all clients.
All customers.
All customers.
Opportunities.
Opportunities.
Events.
Events.
People.
People.
Who will allow me.
Who will allow me.
To get more of what I love.
To get more of what I love.
To do more of me in the world.
To do more of me in the world.
I'm asking.
I'm asking.
I'm open.
I'm open.
I'm shouting it from the rooftop.
I'm shouting it from the rooftop.
I can't wait.
I can't wait.
To double.
To double.
To triple.
To triple.
My business.
My business.
Do more of what I love.
Do more of what I love.
And be me in it.
And be me in it.
I can't wait.
I can't wait.
To see who shows up.
To see who shows up.
The opportunities.
The opportunities.
The events.
The events.
The people.
The people.
The network.
The networks.
The advertising.
The advertising.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
But I'm open.
But I'm open.
And I'm letting the universe.
And I'm letting the universe.
Hear me loud and clear.
Hear me loud and clear.
This is what I want.
This is what I want.
This is what I love.
This is what I love.
Being me.
Being me.
Out there in the world.
Out there in the world.
Working with other people.
Working with other people.
In my pure brilliance.
In my pure brilliance.
That is awesome.
And that is awesome.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. So I just want you to notice the difference there, how easy and exciting it is to just think about what you really want, which is you doing you out there, doing more of that. And letting the universe fill in the details, fill in the opportunities, right? Again, this is the ask and you shall receive. So using this fifth chakra to manifest your world starts by saying, this is what I want. This is what I love. This is what I can't wait to step into. And I'll say it from rooftop to rooftop. Okay, so how did that feel? If you want a star 7, we're just about wrapped up. If anyone wants to give any final comments, and I want everyone to make a commitment that they're going to go out somewhere, anywhere, to anyone, and speak about them, their business this way.
Definitely. I'm going to do it.
And if they look at you like you have 3 heads,
so be it. Next.
Right. I love sharing it anyway. Thank you for letting me practice. And you keep going on.
That's next. It's like when somebody wants to come by. I don't drink coffee, but they come by. You want more coffee? No, thank you. Next, they go to the next person. More coffee. Okay, fine.
Right. Nice. How did that round feel for you?
Absolutely
fabulous. It's like, woo!
Nice.
I I'm just going to keep tapping away until it happens.
Good, good. Yeah, and again, either of those last two rounds are great to do before you go out and speak. Okay, or you do anything, even if you're about to send an email.
Mm.
Okay, nice. Sometimes it's interesting now to go back to that picture and look at it. Okay, sometimes it's like, wow, I look like Oprah or Tony Robbins standing up. Right?
Definitely.
Remember that the fifth chakra is your charismatic leader chakra. So for everybody, this is where you own your charismatic leader, where you use your words to speak the truth of what you want, your passions, and that is persuasive and charismatic and captivating to people.
And so, Margaret, when we're feeling that incredible, like, oh, I'm so excited to go out and do it, and I really want to do it, and I, you know, anybody just let me speak, which feels so fantastic, and then we get the back end that says, kind of scared over here. Do you recommend that we just, like, then, you know, do more tapping on that, the fear, so that we can hold on to that excitement?
Yeah, and this is what I do with salespeople all the time. All of a sudden, your phone rang today, and they said, we want you to come on our Blog Talk radio show and talk about your business, or we want you to come down to the local Hyatt or Holiday Inn and speak to our BNI, our business networking group, or the chamber about your business. You would have some stuff to tap on, right? So we've just asked, and now people in situations and events will show up. And I would get asked to do things, and I would just say, yes, yes, yes. And then I would deal with my problems later. So
right.
You say yes, willing to step up, and then you know what to tap on. Okay, hey, now
yeah.
I'm being asked to step up. What is this triggering in me?
Yeah.
Okay? Because you don't just have to push, like all these real great success authors say, you have to push through that wall of fear. Well, we have tapping, so we can make the wall of fear really thin. Okay.
Right.
And so, yes, absolutely. Is tap on whatever comes up. You know, oh my God, I'm in panic. It's all coming back. I'm in panic. Tap, tap, tap. And then always go back whenever you're going to public speak, do the tapping on what's coming up, but go back to your intention. You know, a great thing that you could do right now after this call is to write down this, I love what I do, I am in the flow, I can't wait to do more of it, I am honored, I am humbled that God actually gave me the abilities to do this. The body, the skills, the brains, the emotions gave me all of this so that I could be me in this. Write it all down so that when you have a tricky moment, you can do some tapping and then go read that and say, okay, I'm here in this pain body and I'm going to tap on it, but this is who I really am, so I'm going to read this too.
Right. That's good.
Okay. Because nobody else can define it for you. It has to come from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Nice. Nice. Any other comments?
Margaret?
Yeah.
This has been... a really big one for me. And the
yeah.
change is incredible. And I finally understand what you keep saying about what are the tears about. What is it that you're grieving is what I see it as.
Yeah.
And I've been tapping on this particular issue that happened when I was 5 years old, and I have not been able to release it enough to get past this. And I finally connected it all today. So that was just incredible. By the time I was slinking away on the stage, and by the time the thing ended, I was glowing, and the audience was applauding, and the whole room was like glowing from me, from my energy. It's like just giant, like, amazing.
Yeah, nice. And this is why I love these techniques, because your unconscious mind is painting you the picture, right?
Oh my God.
That is exactly how your nervous system saw it before and reacted accordingly. Right?
Yep.
So really, really nice shift. Taking action, even when we have some fear there, is really, really powerful. And it's one of these things these successful people teach all the time. Act in spite of fear.
Mm.
But again, we have a secret weapon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So nice. Thanks, guys. This is one of my favorite classes to do. I was in sales for 10 years. And until I was in my own business, I really did not know sales the way that we really do it when we're selling ourselves and our own business. So I'm honored to teach this.
Thank you.
So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm dying to hear the progress next time on the action.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Extended round of tapping for the fifth chakra.
So karate chop point. Even though I've used my fifth chakra to speak the truth of all my other vows, to speak the truth of my wounds, to speak the truth of my battle, to speak the truth of my criticism, I completely love and accept myself now. Even though the truth is, I've used my fifth chakra to lie about my truth, to withhold my truth, to overspeak my truth, to manipulate. I totally honor my fifth chakra right now. Even though I've used my fifth chakra to get a lot of things I've wanted in this world, and it's pretty much worked. I've used it from my power and my defense. I totally honor all of the gifts and all of the negatives in my brilliant fifth chakra. Okay, and tapping through the points, the vows that I've lived my whole life coming through my fifth chakra. All the things I've justified, the wounds and traumas that I've used to justify when I don't tell the truth, my vision and attitude about the world, my judgment about other people and myself that I've used to justify everything I say with my fifth chakra. My vow to use my fifth chakra to be perfect, to be appropriate, to not show who I really am. I totally honor this. I'm open to allowing my heart's truth to come through my fifth chakra. Baby steps, bit by bit. But I'm just going to honor that too. Speaking the truth of my feelings. Speaking the truth of my brilliance. Speaking the truth of my absolute, unique, one-of-a-kind nature. Speaking the truth about my life purpose. Speaking the truth about my insecurities. Speaking the truth about my shortcomings. Just going to be open to the idea that my fifth chakra has unparalleled power. And what I speak the truth of eventually becomes manifest. That's really powerful. I totally honor my fifth chakra the healing effect it has on the world in the way I can use it to kill. The healing effect it can have on me and the way I can use it to self-destruct. It's incredibly powerful. I'm seeing that now, and I'm honoring that. Okay, take a nice deep breath.